la 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 la.
שלום, הקבוצות התורניות שלנו הם אסיה, אפריקה
והכלי התורני. Our tens on duty are Asia, Africa and the Turkish Kli, Turkey.
Good morning, friends. It is very exciting to be here with you, very special people. We are living at last generation. Very special time. Friends asked me to speak here, and this is an opportunity for me to feel my tell my feelings, I'm here for my time. I'm not exist anymore. I'm melting with their hearts, in their hearts. Now we are in a special daily lesson. Every lesson like Congress. The high in France.
בוקר טוב, חברים אהובים.
Good morning, dear friends. We'll read an excerpt. The Torah is given specifically to the deficient, and that deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the words, the Torah was given out of the darkness. That is, one who feels darkness is in his life, because he has no vessels of bestowal, is fit to receive the Torah, so that through the Torah, the light in it will reform him, and he will obtain the vessels of bestowal. Through them, he will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure. For those two are included in the Torah. One, the Kli that he wants to bestow. Two, then he receives the delight and pleasure into the vessels of bestowal. Again, the Torah is given specifically to the deficient. And that deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the words, the Torah was given out of the darkness. That is, one who feels the darkness in his life, because he has no vessels of bestowal, is fit to receive the Torah, so that through the Torah, the light in it will reform him, and he will obtain the vessels of bestowal. Through them, he will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure. For those who are included in the Torah, one, the Kli that he wants to bestow, two, then he receives the delight and pleasure into the vessels of bestowal. From Article 21 by Rabash, what does it mean that the Torah was given out of the darkness in the work? Africa.
Question for an active workshop. How can we go from our present virtual connections into true spiritual connections in our tents? Again, how can we go from our present virtual connections into the true spiritual connections in our tents?
איך נעבור מחיבור הווירטואלי לחיבור הרוחני אמיתי?
How do we move from the virtual connection to the true spiritual connection? Well, the Creator set up such nice conditions for us that we won't be under the illusion that we each invest in the others to invest in the Creator.
We start with the recognition that we have a virtual connection and we have to work towards the true connection.
This is, I guess, what he does with the whole world, the Creator. He arranges this truer connection for us towards the goal so that we don't live in illusions, and this virtual connection connects us strongly towards the goal, to see how to awaken towards the goal and awaken true desire to it.
We find ourselves inside in the inner connection without pictures, without sound. We hear, we feel one another, and the Creator connects us. Ayal.
Yeah, the whole virtual connection is a gift from the Creator. Now what's left is just really to transform it to an inner connection. And the inner connection can only come from the light that reforms. We have 3 hours to be connected now. And let's truly achieve this spiritual connection. Eitan.
Yeah, the virtual connection is on the path, on the direction towards a true connection that is not dependent on bodies, places, but really on the feeling of what's common between us, the points of connection between the points in the heart, where we rise above everything we feel in corporeality. And may we manage to annul towards one another, towards the ten, towards the Creator, so that everything we want, the essence of connection between us, will be only to give contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, we want to reach the light of Torah, the general light that builds the deficiencies in us and corrects and fulfills. And so this light of Torah that advances the whole reality advances us as well through a virtual connection to a deep inner spiritual connection. L'chaim.
L'chaim enenu, Roman.
I didn't hear, I guess it's me. With connection in the hearts, the more we connect, the more it becomes an inner connection, a connection of the hearts.
Yeah, connection of the hearts is when the Creator already connects us. It is eternal connection, and it happens through stages. Doctor.
The connection that's not virtual but true, and the connection of the hearts that's happening between us, is what we have to attain in the lesson right now. Think how we will give contentment to the Creator.
For that, we need the greatness of the Creator, greatness of bestowal.
So we develop such a greatness, specifically now, that we feel that's what we're missing. So that the true prayer will come out. We would want to exert in that. It's really now. That's the time to draw the light and awaken the prayer.
Dear friends, following Rav's advice that every 10 will read a prayer, we're going to read now the prayer from PT6. Dear Creator, we, 10 number 6, turn to you with gratitude. Thank you for the 10 that you've given us, for such friends with which we can advance and change. And we wish to change. And with these friends, we can change. And thank you for them. We ask of you to help our friends, both the friends in our 10 and the rest of the friends in all the world, Kli, to see that everything that happens to us in life is only an opportunity, is only an invitation from you to come closer to your love. May us be attentive to the deficiency of our friends all over the world, Kli, because they hold it, so that we realize their deficiency and the deficiency of the world. And we're asking to have the force to study the Torah, to have the prayer to ask to study the Torah, and that the sorrow of the friends will not come from an egoistic source, but sorrow because we are far from love. We want to reach love and we're still not there. Creator, we ask you to bring us closer, that the sum total of our effort will be for the benefit of connection between us, love between us, to be like you, to become a Kli, one unified Kli. And all the friends will have the power of faith, that our lessons will be lessons of light, that we will start living the reality of the 10 and conduct ourselves through it and live through it. And the 10 will walk with our hearts in every moment of life. And the attitude to the friends will not be to bodies, but rather to the only Kli through which we can be in contact with the Creator. We pray to you to be able to connect above the differences we feel, above the dissimilarities we feel, connecting above the opinions, the thoughts, the resistances, everything. Give us the power to throw away our brains and just jump, that everyone can dive into the 10, that specifically from working in the 10 will become sensitive to not ask for ourselves, but rather for the society, to work as a group and bring you contentment from it. Give us the power to hold on to the path and not get confused, to strengthen the connection between us and between us to Rav and to you over all the conditions that will appear. And even if we don't have the power of will, give us the power to pray, the power to turn to you, so that from the lowest place we turn to you together, that all the requests to you will only be out of the 10 and not from any personal requests. Give us the value, the importance above all, to make sure we don't disregard our friends. Help us give power to the 10s so that we can build a Kli, and through it the light will pass on to all the souls. We'll continue with a quiet prayer.